Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 7th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Tinder is going to launch its own in-app one-on-one video chats later this year. Match Group, the brand's parent company, announced the feature in its earnings release today. Details are scarce, but the fact that Tinder is even going to release this feature is big news. This would be one of the largest feature introductions for the brand, and an especially impressive undertaking considering Tinder has millions of users, and video calls can be places ripe for abuse. Boston Dynamics Spot robot now has better mobility, sensing, autonomy. The SoftBank subsidiary just launched Spot 2.0, the latest update to the dog-inspired bot. It's now better at climbing stairs and managing slippery surfaces, while its updated autonomous navigation APIs make it more commercially viable as a mobility platform, according to Zach Jakowski, lead robotics engineer on Spot. Citrix fixed 3 critical vulnerabilities in its ShareFile storage zones controllers that could enable an attacker to access users' documents and folders. The vulnerabilities only affect customer-managed on-premises Citrix ShareFile storage zone controllers, which store corporate data behind the firewall. Users should ensure that they are running a recent version of ShareFile. Citrix strongly recommends that customers run the mitigation tool provided by the company. Twitter starts rolling out an adjusted layout for tweet replies to make conversations easier to follow. Responses will now feature lines and indentations, so users can better ascertain the correlation between tweets. Twitter has been testing the feature in its prototyping app TWTTR since last year. The Australian government acknowledges its COVID-safe contact tracing app does not fully work on iPhones unless it is kept running in the foreground. As with the UK's own app, currently in testing, the Bluetooth connectivity it relies upon is automatically turned off if another app is in use. Randall Brujode, head of Australia's Digital Transformation Agency, says the development team plans to fix the issue by implementing Apple and Google's exposure notification API when it becomes available. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.